The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awakened with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for joining us in this beautiful second week of a brand new year. I don't know at what point you actually stop saying Happy New Year, but if it is still applicable, Happy New Year to everyone, and thank you for tuning in. Welcome to the show. What we do here is we raise you to a higher level of consciousness for you to be alert and have the opportunity to live your best life, to be your best self. Acknowledge the fact that you are the most important thing in your existence. Wake up to this reality. We talk about spirituality. We talk about connecting yourself to all that there is, the great wave. Point out to you that you're not a coincidence. And of all the millions of sperm that would have started the journey, you are the successor. You are the chosen one. And I don't believe in coincidences. Therefore, you are special. Learning how to live your life with a human form is what we're teaching you how, or we're mentioning, or we're pointing out a direction for you to take a journey into finding out how to live your best self. We call it wake up and be awoke. Therefore, you have this great opportunity to live and realize your greatness. Wake up to that reality. We talk about the self. We talk about connecting yourself to spirituality. We talk about being the best that you could possibly be. The fact that you're not just a body, the true you dwells inside the body, much like a passenger in the vehicle, in a car or a vehicle. You are the driver. You are in control. What you are today is a thought that you had of yourself or what you desired yesterday. Therefore, what you hope to become or will be, you need to put that into the effects. Just today as having a conversation about many attempts to try to accomplish our success or reach our goals, and we think we've failed, but we didn't. We may have fallen short. Now, we say that if you've tried many things and they're unsuccessful, there's something that you need to try, and it's to make a shift in the mind to see what you want to accomplish. The mind has to be engaged for you to reach that realization. If you're trying to set a goal to hit a weight target or to hit a promotion or a success or a companionship or wealth or possession or whatever it is, you need to make that shift in the mind first. And then when you see it, you will achieve it. The journey of you walking towards it starts, and the journey of that success coming towards you also starts. The distance will be very short. You're both working for the same accomplishment. Wake up. Wake up. How do you know when you've reached your target? How do you know that you've been successful? When you're not feeling all that fantastic about yourself, as it does from time to time, we all hit peaks and valleys, we go up and down, much like our temperature, much like our body sizes, much like everything in our lives, our finances, you know, happiness and maybe not so happy. Therefore, you have to realize that we're on a wave, and it's time, sometimes we're riding high and other times we're not. If for any reason at all you find that you're not riding high or as high as you normally do, remember this important thing. You will hit the target. It takes a while to stabilize at that location, but your destination towards success will always take you there. Wake up to that realization. Have a thought, have an image, have a success. I said last week, a sailor without a destination doesn't have a favored wind. I get that. If you don't know where you're going, it'll be very difficult to know when you're there. If you're there, wake up to that reality. I like to say, and a lot of people don't agree with me, the God that exists is you. Many, many different groups argue with me on this one. How could you be God? But you are. Why aren't we doing the miraculous things that we hear that the gods can do? Well, you are. You're not an accident. You has a purpose. We help you to find that. Wake up to that reality. Welcome to the Barrington Show. Thank you for being here. Barrington Awaken. We record here every Sunday. The show is then repeated on Thursdays at 10 p.m. You're tuned in to the 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon show at on Reality Radio 101.com. Thank you for joining us. For everyone who's listening to us all around the world, wherever you may be today, welcome everyone, longtime listeners as well as new listeners, welcome home. So there's a story about a young fish swam up to this older fish and says to the older fish, "Where is the ocean?" The older fish says, "You're in it." The young fish said, no, I mean the ocean where all the greatness, all the great things are, where you could roam forever and accomplish whatever you want. The amazing ocean I've been hearing about my whole life. The old fish says, "You're in it." The young fish says, no, not that one. I mean the great ocean, the accomplish everything, the be all and end all. Where is it? The old fish says, "You're in it." The young fish swam away, thinking that the old man was probably, old fish was a little confused and didn't understand the question. And the young, older fish, said, "Oh, poor youngster, he's looking for something that he already has, just not realizing it." I say all that to say, do we know where we are? Do we, because we sometimes feel a bit stuck, we feel a bit left out, do we actually know where we are in life, in accordance to where we're so, where we want to be, where our success or our goals lies? Do you ever take a minute to turn around and see the journey that you've traveled, the distance you've come? Do you ever stop and look at what you've accomplished? Do you acknowledge that every bump in the road was necessary? Every turn on that journey is a part of the journey and is necessary, needed to be there. Do you ever stop and count your blessings? In the opening, I clearly stated that you're not a coincidence. You have a purpose. We try to put you in a line to find that purpose. Where are you on that ladder? How far along are you in your journey? Do you ever stop and praise yourself? Pat yourself on the back, maybe stand and take a bow, or reward yourself for what you've accomplished? Where are you in your journey? Are you at your point of success and you're just unaware of it? Are you measuring success by the materialistic things that you may gain or pick up along the way, the goodies you've bought on your trip? Are you still looking for the ocean, even though you're in it? Are you still looking for your greatness, even though you've accomplished it. The idea or the thought that you may have had many years ago about what your success would be, have you stopped to realize that maybe you're there? We've journeyed through life, most of us, constantly looking for that prize. We've convinced ourselves that it's going to come after all the hard work and all the trials. But what is the measure of your success? When will you be there? Or are you like most wealthy people will tell you that only a little bit more will make the difference? And they'll continually say only a little bit more. Are we trading all our time to get something? Are we in the ocean, yet we're still looking for it? Did we reach our success point and we're still searching for it? Are you counting your blessings? When you get into understanding your spiritual journey, you'll soon realize that a lot of the things that you thought you needed is unnecessary. A lot of the things you wanted to bring on your path, you don't need them anymore. The journey that you had set out for yourself, you'll start to question it. Is it reasonable or is it even worth it? Every single thing in our life is on a cycle. Everything. And we've come and we're going to go. And life, as we see it, will continue with us or without us. Yes, if you're a little bit older than a teenager, you might agree by now that the sun does shine, even though you didn't get out of bed. The party will continue, even if you're not invited. Everything will remain the same, with you or without you. I have said many times, our existence and our time here is less than a breath. If you wanted to snap your finger, your time would have come and gone before you finish the snap or you hear the sound, based on the length of time that this globe has been here. The little bit of time that you have, do you want to make a difference or make the most of it? Enjoy it to the best of your ability. The most expensive currency that you have is the time. How do you want to spend it? Do you want to chase something and gain great things only to put it aside and have no use for it later on? The men that I've worked with over the years and I've seen them accomplish greatness, they are all the same right now at a certain age, waiting for time to pass by. And I would ask some of them from time to time, would you do it differently? The majority of them says yes. Because the things that they've accomplished isn't serving them now. Their time is, all of our time is limited. Most of us spend it chasing something that won't benefit us. It's important that you continue to move. Continue to dream, continue to climb, continue to search, because there's no hovering. At some point you're going up or you're going down, but you have to make it work with the time that you have to spend. What is most important is the time, and you don't want to give away all of that, because whatever you gain for it won't serve you at some point. Wake up. Count your blessings. Appreciate where you are in life. Realize that you are a fantastic person and you're doing fantastic things. Your worth isn't designed or isn't measured by the amount of stones that you carry. The quality of life that you exist is what matters the most. The quality of life that you spend as you exist is what matters the most. Wake up and use your time wisely. The goals that you set for yourself, of course, they're attainable. We all have them, every single one of us, from day one. We set something. You're going to get this mark. You want to get that house or get that girl or get that guy or get this job. And we go for it aggressively, a lot of us. The question always remains, is that juice worth the squeeze? how much of your time did you want to spend on accomplishing things that won't serve you? Connect into a spiritual existence. You take care of yourself and live life as you're supposed to. Love people, love yourself. Give yourself value and a purpose to exist. And it's not measured by the greatness that you think is going to follow the title of your name. Enough time is going to pass when the title and the name won't matter. Wake up. You've got something to offer the world. Whatever it is, find your purpose and do your delivering. The messenger will be rewarded. The messenger. Wake up. Realize that the conveyor belt that we're all a part of, then it will never stop. And once your time is started, it won't stop until, you know, the end. But wake up. Spend some time with you. Spend some time with the ones you care about. Spend some time understanding self. Spend some time living life without stress. Spend a lot of time living life happy. Your time, and you're trying to preserve or save the best for tomorrow. Well, you better live it today. We've heard it many times. Tomorrow may never come. Which means now is all that we've got. Do you know where you are? What you're hoping to accomplish? The things that you set your mind out to make your own, to conquer, to achieve? Is it worth the time that you're spending to get to there, to get to it? Stand up and be proud. Take a bow. Be happy. Your journey will continue after you've released the body or the body has released you. Haven't figured out who does what. Therefore, as you are conscious and alert, the best thing you could do for you is to realize, wake up and know thyself. Wake up and live free. Know that you're a miracle. You are created. You're a special person. You got to know that. This is the life that you're living now. Wake up. If you were connected in a spiritual existence, you will find happiness. You won't be afraid. You'll never fear death. Fear won't exist in you. Fairness will be part of your new life. The greatness that is yours is waiting for you. Just for you to wake up and realize. Wake up, everybody. Do we have any emails there, sir?
Yes, we do. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken. And you can contact Barrington right now by sending him an email. Anything on your mind, a question, a topic, anything at all. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Angela did that. And she says, this whole thing about coincidences, I'm not 100% sure I really get if it really happens or doesn't. Can you give me more of a take on why you feel there are no coincidences? That's from Angela. Roxy says, I love the chimes, the music, or the bells, whatever they are in the background. Sounds so lovely. And that's from Roxy. Keith says, Barrington, you always sound so positive. Do you ever get depressed? And that's from Keith. Bruce said, I love the fish story. People don't realize how blessed we are with what we have right in front of us. That's from Bruce. And lastly here, Mike says, usually Barrington's show makes me happy, glad, proud, but some of the stuff today is making me depressed. So that's what Mike wanted to say. And back to you, Barrington.
Okay, Mike. Oh, well, thank you for that. All of it, actually. I do appreciate all of it, the good part, the bad part. And in life, as we all know, you do have to take the crooked with the straight. Imagine what would be every day if we're just giggly, happy all the time. When would we come down and realize that things can't always be that way? The sun doesn't shine every day. You know, so there are rainy days, and we probably, most of us don't appreciate them, but think of how other people really appreciate those rainy days. I'm glad that I get you happy some of the times, and I don't make you feel sad, because that's not my intention, but you do have to take the crooked with the straight. It is life. We're in a wave. How often do you see the ocean sailing smooth? It is supposed to. We're hoping, it's not supposed to, sorry. We're hoping that we get more happy than we get sad. And my intent is never, ever, ever, ever to make anyone sad. Thank you very much for that, Mike. But you have to point out, you have to realize, in life, we take the crooked with the straight. When we lose a loved one, we're never happy about it. And there's an example of the good and the bad. But we did feel really good when that loved one was born, if we're around. So the sun will shine some of the times, and it won't other times. But the whole thing of it is to be consistent. And I hope you do find more happiness than you get depressed. Happiness is choice. Depression is choice. Happiness is not. It's inevitable. It is the truth. It's the consistent. It's the sun. And we give like we do, like the sun does, constantly. I'm sorry you're feeling depressed. I hope you can pick yourselves up and pull up the boots and realize that this too shall pass. That's a phrase I haven't used for a long time when we used to talk about COVID all the time. This too shall pass. You do have to get down sometimes so you could reflect and plan and plot and build up and get back to where you're supposed to be. You enjoyed that light that shone in your room that night. You're never going to be happy paying the bill, but it is part of it. When you dance to the music, it's great. You're on your toes. You're doing all the fancy dances. But at some point, you have to pay the piper. You can't always be happy. However, you have to accept certain things, because it is life. Bruce, you're absolutely right. We are very fortunate. We are blessed. And we are we're living a great life. Most of us do realize it. Some don't. Mike is talking about his down day, and it happens from time to time. We are truly blessed. And we're having a fantastic life. Thank you very much for that. And the goodness and the analogy in the fish story, I always try to give something that I know is relatable to people, and you could put yourself into that to understand. Yes, the little fish is out there looking for something that he thought was fantastic, not realizing he was there. We're thinking about seeking happiness. Most of us are there, and we're not realizing it. We're not mindful of it because we're too busy looking for others or searching for others. You've got that perfect partner. You've got that perfect life, that perfect family, maybe the great job. But in the midst of it all, you're not enjoying it because you're too busy looking for something better. Well, it's relevance to how you view things. Enjoy the sun. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy everything you're living. And yes, life is like that. It will continue. The analogy is, and I need for everyone to understand, that you may be in the ocean. Please stop looking for it. You have found it. Enjoy it now. That's the plan. Do I get depressed or down or sad? I do. Like the flower, the rose, you see it out there looking beautiful, but when it's not getting its right element, it will sad a little bit. It'll bend down when the sun's not there for it, but it happens in life to all of us. Do I get down? I do get down from time to time. I'm never happy seeing that big bill, or I come home from work and all the lights in my house are on because my children has forgotten or don't know how to turn lights off, but it's a part of life. I get mad or I get frustrated and, you know, pull out the hair I don't have. But we all ride on a cycle. We all go up and down. There's moments where we're feeling a little down on time. I don't know how to measure depression, but I do know there are moments where I'm happier than others. And it, sometimes you're a little higher and and sometimes you're not as high. It is the way of life. What we aim to do is try to keep it as high as possible for as long as we want, and don't reflect on anything from the past because it's a waste of time. Don't carry around the stick of regret. It's also a waste of time, very useless in emotion. So yeah, answering the question, we all go down. I go down. I have moments of going down. We live here in North America, Canada, and in the winter months, we don't see as much sun. From say October on or November on till maybe about April, there are times where you're not exposed to a lot of the sun and you do feel sad and you're aware of not feeling great as you usually do for the sun. There's something about the sun that just perks you up. Unfortunately, because of where we live, yeah, we have to load up on vitamin D. It's part of the journey. And if I want to be here and I can't be out in the sun in the Caribbean somewhere or some other countries, then I have to supplement the things I need to live the happiest life here. And sometimes a good vitamin D, any vitamin, just keep yourself, keep your spirit up. And of course, a lot of activities and good friend and good company will always get you through that. The music in the back that I'm playing, it's just background music I listen to when I'm at the office here sometimes. And it's actually called Forest Sound. And I'm the one that listens to every single kind of music. As a matter of fact, I was out last night hearing heavy metal, rock and roll at a friend's birthday party. And of course, I woke up this morning, my ears were still ringing because I'm probably past the age of wanting to hear that, but I enjoyed the music. I loved it. But the one that I played today, it's just called Forest Sounds or something like that. And that's the bells you're hearing in the back. Thank you for loving it. I did it for you. Angela, you're asking about coincidences and my take on it, and you don't seem to be convinced, or you're not sure if you think it's a coincidence when something happens. When your friend pops into you, you run into a friend at the mall, or you get a phone call, or, you know, for one reason you canceled the trip and you heard it was horrible. Are they coincidences? No. These things happen. Destination was supposed to happen, was meant to be. You were going to born and you were going to die. And this is not, this is going back to Bruce's, Mike talking about being depressed. Today's show is about realization. And at some point, you can't always be up doing the fancy dance. You have to turn around and pay the piper. Going back to Angela and the consequences, things will happen. That is life. We have no way of measuring all of them. The old religion that I believed a long time ago used to follow, it states that when you make a plan, God will laugh, meaning that the things are going to happen to you, they will happen regardless of what you do, where you're doing it, and who you're doing it with. They will happen. They're not a coincidence. Things are laid out in a format in which the journey you take. If you start at point A and you take 1,000 steps to get to point B, all 1,000 steps, 999 of them was necessary and it was planned. It wasn't by a coincidence. The whole coincidental thing, we label it because we don't have an explanation as to how is it that I'm thinking about a person and at the same moment they call me. That's not a coincidence. It was going to happen. You know, I went to the job and I didn't get an interview. I didn't get the job. Well, it's not a coincidence I didn't get it. I wasn't supposed to. Or I got the job. It's not a coincidence why I got it. I was supposed to. These things that happens that are happening will happen, and it's not a coincidence. I believe everything that happens, it happens for a reason. And when you didn't get that job, you'd probably be sad about it. But when you think about it in the long run, you might realize, oh my God, this is where it was supposed to be. When I started my journey in life and I wanted to be a policeman, wanted to join the police force. And as I got older, I realized I wouldn't be a very good cop. I just know that about me right now because I'm probably too busy letting everybody off. However, that's not the point. I know that the personality that I have right now isn't working with the one I had when I was 16 or 18 when I made that plan. So was I supposed to be? No, I wasn't supposed to be. I didn't know that then. I wasn't able to see over the fence until I got tall enough, meaning I didn't have all the full understanding until I got older. Is it a coincidence that I didn't make it? No. No, there's no such thing. I wasn't supposed to be because I wouldn't be doing this if I was doing that. That's my point. Thank you very much for this. You're listening to Barrington on Barrington Awakened. Thank you for joining us this beautiful day. We have a book out there. The email you could reach us is H-E-A-M-I. I'm sorry. That's the email for the website. H-E-A-M-I, Barrington Awaken. There's a book out there as well. I want you to check it out. It was a great gift, and people emailed me, said they purchased the book. I appreciate them doing that, and I hope they take it. Ascension Guide. Awaken to an Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. It's on Amazon. Barrington said that. Barrington wrote that. So check it out, and you'll enjoy it. If you wanted to see or hear more of our shows, you could visit us at H-E-A-M-I, BarringtonAwaken.com. If you wanted to send a message, you can text me, email me anytime. Not text. You can email me anytime at awaken1308@gmail.com. I do get all your letters and all your emails, and I do reply to them as best as I can. Take some time sometimes, but I always answer every single one. Thank you for being there. We're talking today about acknowledging where you stand in life. Where are you? Where are you hoping to go? How do you know you're not there yet? Are you thinking a little bit more, a little taller, a little wider is going to be the final say, the final destination? We want you to acknowledge where you stand. When we talk about spirituality and we talk about the life that you're supposed to live and how you're living your life, we talk about getting connected to nature the way we were intended to be. That's where we've come from. And for the length of time that this earth has been here, we've been recycling, going on and on and on and on. I was just having a conversation not too long ago, about the amount of people that's been here. If any of us were leaving, the planet would have disappeared. Therefore, you separate yourself from the earth, and then the earth go back to where it belongs, and the rest of us move on to where we belong, and life continues. Acknowledging where you are. How to live life, not to preserve yourself for tomorrow, because you truly have to accept the fact that tomorrow may never come. Live the life that's available to you. Open that door, and I've said it, I didn't say it today, but every single thing that you want to accomplish lies within you and your desire. You have to make that awareness. You have to make that connection so you could move towards that success. Wake up. You make a shift in your mind. You make a shift in your mind. You make a decision in your mind to get this, to go to that. And if you didn't hit it on point at the first try, please, I urge you to try again and try again. Oh, yeah, and try again. Because it's all doable. The other times that you've tried and you weren't successful or you didn't reach that point, you're just practicing. Now you're ready. The minute you give up, your death begins. Your dying starts right then. Accomplishing what you want is what you need to accomplish. And if you set that desire forth, you will get there. Wake up. Wake up to your reality. Connect yourself to the greater source of life, your higher self. Take a good look around you and see where you are, how far you've journeyed. The bumps in the roads, they're necessary. They have to be there. The fish in the ocean, the little ones, they're not loving the fact that the sharks are there, but they're appreciating it because it keeps them on their toes, keep them on the move, keep them going. Same thing happens with us. You need resistance. This is why we have a system with yin and yang. Do not allow anything to derail you. Wake up. Open your eyes. Realize where you are. Realize hitting your target is like the pendulum swing. When you release it and you go for it, it's going to go past your point and come back, and it goes past and come back. And it'll swing until it finds its own level, like water will. Always finds its own level. You have to keep going. But acknowledge where you are. Wake up. When we talk about spirituality, we talk about people living their maximum self. We talk about you being as happy as you possibly can. We talk about you realizing that you are the greatest source, the entity. At some point in your journey, you have to take a celebratory beer or drink or something, a reward, a vacation, to acknowledge the fact that you're on your path. You're on your journey. You have to understand that. Wake up. Acknowledge where you are and give thanks to you and count your blessings, the journey that you're on. And if you're here in this show and you've listened to it for a very long time, you'll understand a lot of the times that we carry luggage through life that are unnecessary, becomes a heavy load. Wake up. We encourage everybody to wake up. Start. It's a new year. We're only in it, I guess it's our first week. You can accomplish every single thing that you hope to. And not all at the same time. Just try one at a time. Be mindful that you can't multitask, because that's also a phantom. But just take one. The one that's most important to you. Find that desire. The one that is most important to you, that's going to serve you best. And I'm guaranteeing it to you that it doesn't come with a materialistic thing. Your most valuable currency, and we've said this many times, is your time. Wake up to a reality that will give you the better journey through life. What's best for you? But you have to take some time to reward yourself. You got to take some time to take a break. Take some time to not be so hard on yourself. If you go up to bat and you swing and you miss, you didn't lose. You just missed. Go swing again. If you didn't win the game, that's okay. Go back, practice, and come back and do it again. And do it again. And do it again. There could never be a moment where you call it quits. Because at that moment, you've given up on self. So dust those boots off. Lace them up and start your journey. It's a brand new year. And what you're hoping to accomplish is just waiting for you at the other side of the door. You need to know that you are special and all things are possible. You just need to believe. Wake up. Wake up to that reality. Do we have anything else there, sir?
We always have something. Folks, you're listening to Barrington Awaken with Barrington. If you'd like to write in, you still have a few minutes to do that. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Robert did that. He says, I always hear about this yi and yang yi, and I see the logo, and especially on martial arts uniforms and this and that. What exactly is yi and yang? That's from Robert. Tisha just wants to say, enjoying the show from Toronto. I am a new listener to you. Several of my friends listen to you each week and told me about your show. I thought that I would check you out today. That's from Tisha from Toronto. Let's see here. Polly writes in and only says, Happy New Year to you and your family, Barrington. I hope that 2023 is a very, very good year for you. And back to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Polly. Happy New Year to you. And again, I don't know when do you stop saying Happy New Year to somebody? You can't do it in June because it is still happy, but it's not a new year. Anyway, thanks to everybody who's listening and thanks to everyone who's wishing us all a Happy New Year, and the same for you from all of our hearts to everyone out there. Happy New Year, and I hope it is happy for everyone, and it is going to be because you're going to put the effort in to make it such. Happy New Year, everybody. And this is for everyone all around the world. I guess officially now it is a new year in every corner of this planet. And I heard that this week sometime really late. But anyway, it's official now. It is a Happy New Year everywhere. So wherever you are in the world listening to this, Happy New Year, because I guess we're legit or official now. Tisha from Toronto, thank you for that shout out. I thank you for being there. Thank you for listening to the show. You said your friends listen to the show sometimes and pass on the information to you. I hope you find the same satisfaction as they are finding themselves. It's a show about spirituality. You're a new listener. Thank you for coming. I'm Barrington. We're here every Sunday. And of course, we're doing this again on Thursday nights at 10:30. We talk about spirituality. We talk about what we tell people, how to live and connect themselves to the greatest part of life and how to be awesome in everything that they do. How to put down the baggage of life. How not to worry about the little things behind you. Don't sweat it. It's all small stuff, and you shouldn't be sweating anything. The time that you live here is the most important time for you, and you will go through life making decisions, bad ones, good ones. But if they seem bad, that's only your opinion, because everything is relevance. The good and the bad is relevance to how you take it. You know, somebody says murder is really bad, but I'm just wondering how they would view it if that somebody was trying to murder them. Wouldn't that be making it good because you've saved your life? So all the good things we talk about in life or bad things, it's relevant to how you take it. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of the show. We could go into that one, and it's quite comical because I have that argument a lot with thou shalt not kill. And I always wondered, what if they're trying to kill me? Thou shalt not die at the hand of another man. I'm going to create my own. But the point being, it's going to be relevant to how you interpret it. Good is good when it's beneficial for you. And that's the big problem we have with all the religions. But anyway, thank you for coming in. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you stick around and hear what we have to say. Hope you join the spiritual path later on in the show. We don't have much time left, but I definitely want to talk a little bit about meditation and connecting yourself to a spiritual guide. Thank you for being a part of the show. And thanks everybody who's making this referral to others. I hope the life will be great for everybody. That's our intention. Yin and yang, opposites of each other. So it's a balance, like up and down. If you have an up, there's got to be a down. You won't know one without the other. Or the east or the west, you won't know one without the other. Or how about hungry and not hungry? You won't know one without the other. Or truth or BS, I suppose you won't know one without the other. It's the opposite. It's a delicate balance between the two. Yin and yang represents, you know, the opposite of each other. You have to have bad, or you have to have some things you disagree with, so you can have some things that you really appreciate and love. The whole concept of yin and yang is to say the delicate balance of life. There's your definition, a delicate balance of life. There is birth. I don't know who's yin and what is yang. There's birth and there's death, and they're opposite to each other. Though when we say you die, you don't. You just give up the body and then you start the whole journey around again. So technically there's no dying. So I'm not really sure how that applies. However, there's start and there's finish. Definitely. So there's the end and there's the beginning. There's the balance between life as we know it. So your definition as to what is the yin and the yang, and I believe it originated from the Japanese side. Please don't quote me on that. I'll have to do some more research. But somewhere in the Orient, it represents the balance of life. What is good? What is bad? And it's the opposite of each other. If you have up, you must have down. And you won't know one without the other. If you've got in, you got to have out. And you won't know one without the other. You have good, you must know the bad. In order, how are you going to say it's good if you don't have anything to compare it to? Yin and yang. We talk about the balances of life, which is much important. They're equally important. They're equally opposite of each other. So where's the yin of the right shoulder, the right shoulder versus the left shoulder, the angel versus the devil? Wow, there it is in every single aspect of life. You know, remember years ago we watched the cartoon show and the bad devil would be on one side giving you advice, and the good one, angel, is on the other side giving you advice. And often enough, they were always saying opposite things, confusing the heck out of you, but they represent opposite, which is good or bad, up or down, back or forth, cold or hot. You know, you have to have the opposite. The yin and the yang symbolizes that everything needs a delicate balance, and one plays a role in favor of, I don't know, most people. Some people want the good and others really want the bad. Or I think that's how it works. But I hope you got your explanation. I hope I explained that properly for you. And I hope that you'll continue listening to our show. You're listening to Barrington. Awaken an Ascension Guide is our book. It's on Amazon. I said that earlier. What we talk about, and people says to me all the time, what is he, am I? And I have that on our logo. It's on our webpage. It's on my drive, my vehicle. And he, am I, means I am you. You are me. We're the same. We're cut from the same cloth. We've come here to serve a purpose. That's one thing we have in common. And I do believe every single human being that walks this planet has the same denominator, the ability to accomplish what they set out to accomplish. And they have a purpose, a message of some sort to deliver. Maybe it's physical, maybe it's not. Maybe it's verbal, I don't know. Maybe it's music, possibly art. But they have a purpose that they come here to have the ability to experience what it is, what it's like to have human life, to have a body. Over there on the other side in the spiritual world, there is no body. So if you want to have a body, you have to come here and experience it. We all have that in common. We're all the same. He am I, says I am you. You, you're me. We're the same. And the cup of water that comes from the ocean, I don't care where you scoop it up, it is still going to be the same. And that's how we've come here. It may have a different flavor to it, maybe a different look to it, a little bit more pollution, less, I don't know. But it's the same, isn't it? Your cup is filled from the same source. That makes us all the same. A lot of people don't agree with that. We're different because we're made different, simply because we take on the body. Imagine you take that cup of water from the ocean, which is what we call life, and you pour it in a mud pile, you're probably going to be mud substance-like. And if you take it and pour it in the sand, it's going to be sand-like, I guess, and it's substance or snow or whatever. But the common denominator behind all of it is still the same, a cup of water from the ocean, spiritual life from the spiritual world. We're all the same. We've come from the same place by the same method. This is a new year, a brand new year, a brand new year, and you want to set things in motion. I don't generally talk about what they call New Year's resolutions. I just do things when I need them done. I set myself up, and when I want to change anything, I just change it. It's a lot of discipline. Maybe it's practice or however it is, but I do understand that whatever change you want to make in your life, in your journey, the decision has to come from the mind, and you tell that story to the mind. The mind sets up the body, delivers the information to the heart, and the heart puts it out into the universe for you, and it becomes you. If you wanted to be an artist, you have to practice painting and if you want to play music, you have to practice playing the guitar. You want to lose some weight. You want to get a promotion. Wherever it is that you want to point your arrow, you have to be very keen on it. And you aim on it. And you pull it back. And then you let it fly. And the rest is taken care of. I think it's quantum mechanics. And I'm not really great on that. So please don't challenge me on it. But it will happen. It will happen. It will happen. You have to make a decision and see the life that you hope to live, create it. And you've heard this expression a lot, fake it until you make it. There's some truth to it. But at any point, are you going to doubt yourself in that journey you won't accomplish? If you set out to get this one thing and you put your mind towards it, it will happen. Be careful. Be very careful of what you hope for because it's coming to get you. You throw a boomerang out there, it's coming back. You plant what you plant. So what was that phrase? You will reap what you sow. We talk about karma. No one's asking me about that today, but that's a good thing. What you reap, what you put out there is what's coming for you. I've said many times, please don't send a bad message for anybody, because the bad message only has your address and it was sent from you. Therefore, it's coming to you. Wish everybody well and success and happiness, prosperity, because you will reap what you sow. You will get what you set yourself out to get. Make sure it's something that's going to serve you. And it's a brand new year, so I would suggest you take the time to figure out exactly what you want and press on towards it. Move yourself towards it, because it's coming towards you. You, when you plant carrots, yes, you are going to get carrots. If you plant a rock, yeah, I'm going to get a rock. You plant bad ideas are coming to you because you're thinking about them. And you're hoping they go elsewhere, they're coming to you. So think thoughts, think happy thoughts, good things towards another person, people, society, culture, everything. And if your act of meanness, you have to understand, and I said this last week, your act of meanness is a direct result of your own insecurity. So try not to be mean. You're just showing other people how insecure you are or weak. Your act of meanness is a direct result of your own insecurity. Think happy thoughts for you and everyone else. For the next couple of minutes, I want to talk to you a little bit about meditating and how to settle yourself down. It's a new year. There's a lot going on. The chatter is going on in your head. It's chaotic. The sun, everything is not working out this time of the year. We've had a lot of rain this week for January. It's very unusual. However, it's time for you to reflect on what is going to settle yourself, settle your mind down. And I've said to you many times in the past, you take a minute out of your day, maybe two, one in the morning, one at night before you retire, and you empty the mind of all thoughts. Breathe really deep. And if you want to, you could image the breath going away from your body and then coming back inside your body through the nostrils, going through the entire body, through the lungs, fill the belly cavities, and then you blow it back out again. And that's a good method to practice your meditating. How to start on your meditating. See the oxygen, the breath, the air coming into your body, into the lungs, in through your body. Hold it for a minute, and then you exhale that. And you practice doing that for a very long time. Eventually, just the focus on that alone will keep your mind from running off and chattering. Just focus on that until you could get the gist of it. And once you do, you'll be well on your way of meditating. You can extend that 1 minute or 2 minutes a day, one in the morning, one at night, to 3 minutes, to 30 minutes, to 90 minutes. And at times I was doing an hour and a half and I was loving it. Of course, I still had to work and make money. And so I had to not do that so often. And it takes a very long time to build yourself up to there. But once you're at that level, you do see life quite different. And the things that you're chasing that you thought were the quintessential aspect of your existence, you realize at this moment, no, they're not that important. Other things are. And the currency that you're spending, the time, is the most valuable asset. And I can't say that enough. Like, please just focus on what's going to serve you and do well for you. Wake up. Wake up. Practice the meditation. Take good care of yourself. Keep your body hydrated. Take care of the body. I didn't get to that much today. It's the vehicle you drive around in, man. And when that breaks down, you're SOL. So you have to give it some time. You have to take care of it. You got to nurture it. You got to feed it properly. You got to rest it. And of course, I'm, you know, feeling a bit hypocritical saying that. I was out listening to some heavy metal rock and roll band last night, and I woke up this morning with a ringing in my ear, but that's okay. I'm still taking care of things, but it's all good. You have to take care of the body, your team. And you being the driver of that vehicle, you have to make sure the vehicle is well taken care of and get its good exercise, its good food, definitely its good food, lubrication, water, stay hydrated the whole 9 yards. You don't have to do physical movement. It doesn't hurt. Go for a walk. Get up and go for a walk. Yeah, dress warm because it might be cold where you live, where we live. But just give the body something to do so you don't become a couch potato or a lump on your sofa. And then the longer you sit there, the harder it is to get up and get going. So you might want to take some time and practice getting up and getting going. And if you're doing it for, I think it was 27 times in a row, it becomes a habit. Then it's your life. It's easy to do. Just give yourself 27 repetition of it. You know, 27 days or 27 tries at it. It becomes a habit. The body remembers it, forces you to get into it, and you're well on your way. You're well on your way. Do we have anything else?
We just have two that are identical, basically. Okay. Quince wrote in, and Quince says, Happy New Year to you, Barrington. Enjoying your show. He doesn't say where he's from, but that's from Quince. And Brett also wrote in, Happy New Year to Barrington and his staff. That's from Brett, and back to you.
Thank you very much. Okay, just trying to get to it. Thank you guys both. Thank you, everybody. Happy New Year again. And to everyone for calling in, Quince, Brett, emailing in. Happy New Year. I hope you take a new stride today, this year. Try to change it. If you're doing the same things over and over again and it's not working, you've tried everything else and they've failed, try yourself. Invest in yourself. Make that decision. Make a conscious decision to change whatever it is that you're trying to change. You haven't failed. You just haven't tried everything. You haven't lost your focus. You just haven't tried everything. There's something else. You have to tell yourself in a conscious manner. How do you do it? You learn to settle the brain, settle the mind. Don't think, have all these thoughts. When you sit to meditate, you try to eliminate the amount of different thoughts that's going through your mind. I just gave you a method in which you could focus on the breath coming into the body. As you sit still, sit comfortable. Sit up straight. You can lay down. You don't have to sit. You can stand. Because once you get really good at meditating, you can do it anywhere, anytime. Anywhere, anytime, including driving. Yeah, there's a trick to that. But let's just, for now, stay focused on not driving around. So you keep your thought that you're trying to, what it is that you want to accomplish, make an image of it, make a story about it, make an essay on it, and keep it in your mind. The longer it's in your mind, the task becomes more real to you. It's planting that seed and in the soil, and everything is there, and you give it some water. You just have to wait. Eventually, it will blossom and it will grow. Same thing will be the ideas that you have, although they're not tangible, like maybe a plant or a seed or I don't know, an animal or something like that, but you know the same concept falls true. You have to give it thought. You have to plan and make sure it is what you want, because it's going to come. It is going to come. And if you order in it, it will get delivered. You can't deny it. And if you want to do anything negative for anybody, please don't do it, because it's going to come back to haunt you. This is what we call karma. You cannot spit in the sky and don't expect to fall in your head. It's going to happen. So let's stay focused on making sure that the ideas or the thoughts that we have is projected towards great life, great quality, consistency, and happiness for each and everyone, where we can live in a place as peace and tranquility becomes our everyday existence, and we don't have to worry or be afraid. If you want to not be afraid, you have to stop that within yourself. And the minute your ability to be frightened or scared stop, your life begins. I want to thank everybody for joining us. I hope you enjoy the music in the background today. And we're having a fun time. It's a new year. Make a new plan. Work towards it. Whatever you set out to accomplish, you will. Practice your meditation. Please take care of yourself. Eat right. Rest properly. And have a good, happy, safe life. Now, you have to know that if you're unwilling to give a little bit of time to taking care of you now, you will be forced to give a lot of time to take care of yourself later. So start the journey now. Thank you all. We will talk next week. Until then, have a wonderful week. Barrington is saying goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101.